We went on Yatra Adi Badrinath, which is actually in Rajasthan, but it's considered Braj Mandal, but it's in this, what we call the state of Rajasthan. Badrinath, and there's Kedarnath, all these places are there. So we went to Adi Badri, and then Guru Maharaj was giving some commentary there, because the deities are Badri Narayan, Nara Narayan Rishi. Nara Narayan Rishi, it's Bhagavan and Nara. Nara means, sometimes they say it's Arjuna, or the greatest, great Rishi, or Krishna in the form of a human being, Rishi, Nara Narayan Rishi. And they stay in Badrinath. It says in the Bhagavatam, they're living in Badrinath for the benefit of humanity. They're doing tapasya for the benefit of humanity. More details than that I can't say, and there must be some commentaries that explain that, but I don't know. It's in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. Markandeya Rishi, story of Markandeya Rishi and Badri Narayan, all these things. He said Uddhava was amazed, you know, by the Braj Mandal. He said it was amazed. And he was thinking, what is this Braj Mandal? And what are these Brijbasis, Krishna's associates, Nandababa and Yashoda and all the gopis and gopas? And what is this Brajaraj? And he was realizing that the qualities of this Brajaraj, the dust of Vrindavan, are so great and so unlimited that I can't. And he's Sakshat Shishya of Brihaspati. Uddhava Mahashaya, he went to Indraloka, because Brihaspati stays there, and he learned directly from Brihaspati. And then he's Sakshat Shishya. He's a Sakshat, direct Shishya. Many people learn from the disciples of Brihaspati on earth. Different rishis would come on earth and then they would teach the teachings of Brihaspati and Vaishnavism. He's Vaishnav. So Uddhava went there and said, so he was such a vidvan person. But he was appreciating Braj, the dust of Braj. And he said, I can't figure out how to glorify it. I can't find the words to glorify the dust of Braj. It's so amazing because this dust everywhere is carrying the Vatsalya Bhava of Yashoda and the gopis, Madhurya Bhava and the Dasya Bhava and Sakya Bhava. It's just inconceivable. So I can't glorify all this dust. But let me just try to glorify the dust of one group of residents. Because I can't reach the end of the glories of this dust of Vrindavan, this Brajaduli. You can say Ananta Brajaduli Mahima. Ananta Brajaduli. Ananta Brajaduli Mahima. The unlimited glories and endless, inconceivable glories of the dust of Vrindavan. So I can't do that. So let me glorify the dust of the feet of the gopis. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa Hari Kata Udgitam Punati Tribhuvani. Tribhuvani. So it says, can only glorify the dust of the gopis of Braj. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa. He said, Vande Braja, Nanda Brajastrinam. He said, all glories, I worship, Vande, I worship and offer puja and glorification of the dust of the feet of the girls of Nanda Braj. Because Nanda Braj is also a name for Vrindavan. Nanda means Nanda Baba, or Nanda Nanda, either one. So Vande Nanda Brajastrinam. See, these Brajastri means the gopis. Pada Rainam, Rainam means Raj, means dust, duly. I want to bathe myself, Abhikshnasha. Over and over again, I want to bathe myself in the dust of their feet. And that's the first, so he's only glorified their dust. It's so wonderful, dust. And other verses also. Asamaho charna renu aham jusham aham syam. Vrindavane kim gomalata oshadinam. That's in the 10th canto, chapter 47. So he's there, he's saying, all glories. He says it, asamaho charna renu jusham aham syam. Vrindavane kim. He said, all glories to the dust of these feet of the gopis. I want to be a gomalata or an oshadi. Goma lata, I want to be a creeper crawling along the ground, or just a goma, or some bush, oshadi. So on this one he says, this is the glories of the dust of the gopis' feet. But then he says, Harikata Udgitam, Punati Chupavat Bhuvanetrayam. He says, not only the dust of their feet, it's so amazing, I'm worshipping that, Vanda, I'm worshipping that. And what else do they? They loudly chant the glories of Hari. Harikata. The Harikata spoken by the gopis. What is the Harikata spoken by the gopis? There's five different Gitas. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and Uddhav Gita. And there's so many Gitas. And there's Rudra Gita. And there's Markandeya Gita. There's Avanti Brahman Gita and Avadhut Gita. And there's Dattatreya Gita. There's so many Gitas in the Bhagavatam. But the gopis, Harikata Udgita. Udgita means what Gita? It means Venugita. This is the gopis, right? Venugita. And then Pranaya Gita, chapter 29, Pranaya Gita. And chapter 31, Gopi Gita. And then there's chapter 39, Viraha Gita. And then there's Brahmar Gita. And like this, Mahishi Gita. That's the queens of Dwarka. But the gopis, when they loudly sing their Gitas, then what happens? What's the result of that? What is the benefit? Punati bhuvanatrayam. The three, bhur bhuvaswa, the earthly plane, the earth planet, even the earth and everything below it, and the earth and everything above it. Bhu bhuvaswa, swargaloka, from the earth to the heavens, everything becomes purified, punya. Punya means charu also. The word punya means charu. Charu means beautiful. So punya means beautiful, and also means seva, and also means like sukriti, punya. When the gopis are glorifying, loudly glorifying Krishna, Venugita, so pavitram, so beautiful, that the whole universe becomes purified. That's very purifying. So he spoke this verse there, and he said, so Uddhava's there, and I really like this point. He said he was amazed by all the dust of Vrindavan. He wanted to glorify it, the dust of the cows. But he thought, let me just start here. So many verses he mentions. Vande Brajastrinam Padarenam Avikshanasam. He said that. Then he said all that also here behind this temple, because this is Badrinath, so there's also Gangotri here. Gangotri, you have to walk behind the temple, which we did. I told you, find Gangotri and Yamunotri, and Haridwar is there, and Harikipuri, and Devprayag, and many, many places of the Himalayas are there in that area, Adi Badrinath, Tirtha. So he said that, he was laughing a little bit. He said, you have to walk a long way, not as far as the original Gangotri, because everything here is sweet, because Braj has some Aishwarya everywhere, underlying the Madhurya. But when you go to Himalayas, that's all Aishwarya. So when you go to Himalayas and you want to go to Gangotri, it's a long, cold walk. Long, cold walk and difficult. Because for a couple reasons. One reason is that not only is Gangotri further than it was before, because the glacier that's melting, or whatever scientists try to say, it has receded, it's melted, so the mouth of Ganga, is 27 kilometers beyond where it was 30 years ago. Because my friend went there 30 years ago, and he went recently, he told me. I've never been. My godbrother, Stephen Knapp, Srinanda Nandan, he has a big Facebook, big website, Stephen Knapp, all Hinduism and bhakti, everything. He was just here the other day, visiting. So he said, you'll have to go some difficulty. And then he laughed. He says, it's rather funny because, you know, we've come all the way here so we can see Gangotri and bathe in the Ganga and Yamunotri. But actually in Radhakund, we already have Ganga. So we didn't really have to go. We have Radhakund and we have Ganga and everything. Because it took us a long time to get there because we had to meet the party from Delhi. And we met them in Varsana, and then from Varsana we had to go there. So it was a really long, slow road to get there. So we were thinking, oh yeah, well, but we just went there to be with Gurudev and hear some Harikata and see some old parts of Braj we haven't seen. That was fun. So this is a little bit of talk about Adi Badrinath and the glories of Uddhava. Very beautiful, very peaceful place. You go back there, and we went back to Gangotri and Yamunotri, and there's some sadhus there and some small temple of Shiva, and a very quiet place. And then we're asking those sadhus, it's so quiet, there's nobody goes there. Because only jeep can go there, regular car. They go to Badrinath, you can drive right up to Badrinath. They had a 25-seater bus, tempo. They drove right, we just drove right to the temple. That's good. But the other place, you had to walk 2 kilometers. And no one, and all big rocks like this, big rocks. Big, one next to the other, you know, ankle going like this, like that. So we met those sadhus and we said, so you stay here at night? I said, how do you live up here? He said, I go once a week, I do a madhukari, I beg atta. I beg atta, and then I just, in a week, I make roti and I live here and do bhajan. Gurudev was very impressed. And he reached in his pocket because before he left the ashram, he bought about 60 one-rupee coins. He's, I guess, thinking of old days, like 1 rupee was a big donation or so. So then he just took out a handful of coins and gave it to him once. Then an hour later, we were still there. We took prasad there. We brought all the prasad by jeep up there. It was really wild. We ate on the banks of Devkund. There's a whole story there from Puranas. It's developed by Ramesh Baba. And then he had in Hindi written on the gate to the place, that place. He said a whole story about, he said Bhrigu Muni came to Devakund in the Himalayas and had darshan of Vishnu, some thing that was written there. So this sadhu, he said, he was telling, so then Gurudev again put his hand in his pocket, gave another 20, 30, 1 rupee coins. And all of us were just carrying 50, 100 rupee notes, you know. All the Delhi people. It's very cute to watch him. Old sadhu, 98 years old. And Baba. Beautiful. Everyone's guru is beautiful. And everyone's guru, gurus are beautiful, and they make their disciples beautiful also. That's the power of the guru. They make the disciples beautiful. So we said, oh, it's pretty lonely up here. Because there was three sadhus there. And we said, you stay here? He said, no, these two stay here. I stay back further. Behind us, my kutir is up higher in the mountain. I just came here for some socializing. There's one Baba, then these two Babas. And it's like, just to get even civilization, because they don't have to walk, you know, this takes an hour, or half hour. He said, okay. He said, but at night, he said, there's one baby tiger. I said, tiger? he said, Bhagana. What, Hindi? How do you say tiger in Hindi? Sher. Sher is lion, I think.
Yes, it's
bag. He said something like bag.
Yes,
Chota bag.
Yeah.
And then Gurudev was there. He was talking to Gurudev. I was just sitting with Gurudev. Narachan was there. Everyone else is down taking his son. And then Gurudev said, tiger? he said, Bhagna? You like that? Because he's from Bengal, and Bengal there's lots of tigers. So, you know, he's born in 1919 or something. Yeah. He said, yeah, but he only at night he comes out. I said, oh, okay, good. let's get out of here. He didn't know English, but I said to Hari Charan, he's a baby, but, you know, babies grow up. maybe has a mother and father, too. But he didn't seem to be cared about that. I mean, obviously, they're not too much on the Bayam platform, living with tigers. And the only comment, when my friends came up from Prasad, the Grihasthas from Delhi, when they were walking up, because I didn't have my glasses, I never wear them, I can't really see anything too much. I just walk along. They said, Maharaj, when we were walking up this hill, it was like a hill, going up a small hill. I wouldn't say mountain, but like hill. Vrindavan-style Himalayas, a little hill. And 1,000 feet, maybe, I don't know, 500 feet, or not much. And then she said, I saw on both sides of the road, I saw so many snake holes. They must be cobras. I said, where else are they going to live? And then I said, they were so scared of cobras. I said, there's also tigers. There's also tigers. Stay around. You're so excited seeing this cobra holes. Stay around a little longer. You can see a tiger. And then all those pakoras and sweet rice that you ate will go to good use. You know? It'd be like big, huge bakoras for the tiger.